Martin off to Stalybridge on Saturday, and even though Quakers drew at Worcester last week, it must be said that Quakers have only lost three times away from home on the travels this season.
Yeah, our away journeys have been good, but obviously, you know, last weekend down at Worcester, we, you know, it was 2 points that we definitely dropped, so we've got to make sure that we get back to winning ways this weekend with picking up maximum points down at Stalybridge.
Stalybridge are in a similar position to Worcester in that they're in the bottom three and they're a bit in the doldrums, but I can't take that for granted.
No, there's noisy games. You know, it doesn't matter who you play. I've always said that it's a real tough competitive league and we've got to make sure that we are our best. And we've got to make sure that we have a real, real high levels of focus and concentration from getting there. Because if you don't, you don't come away with the right result.
Results went Darlow's way midweek and that Halifax lost to Alfreton, and Quakers are still just the 1 point off the playoff place, so still within reach.
Yeah, it's in our own hands. We've got 30 points to play for, 10 games to go, and it's quite simple that, you know, if you don't succeed, then it's down to ourselves. You know, we can't blame anybody but ourselves. Our running on paper is quite good, but equally that means nothing if you don't pick points up.
Stalybridge's game was off in midweek. Could be playing on a heavy pitch on Saturday. Will that suit Quakers or not?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, they've lost the last two home games have been called off. I don't think they've played at home for about a month now, apparently. So we know that the pitch is not going to be the best, but we've played on worse pitches in our time at Darlton in the last 4 or 5 years. We've been to some real horrendous grounds, and we've never used the pitch as an excuse, and we won't this weekend.